Thank you for calling Circus Services. My name is Terrell. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had an appointment today from 9 to 1 o'clock. It's almost 2 o'clock and I still haven't heard anything from a technician.
Right. Do you have your dispatch or order number?
No, I don't have that information, but I do have an address, or if you need a phone number or something.
All right, just a second. All right, what's your first and last name?
It's Orlando McNeil, Alando, last name McNeil, McNei, two L's.
All right, just a second. And what's your address?
1253 Amanda Jill Court, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30045.
All right, just a moment. Let me review the route. Just a second, I'm still with you.
Okay.
I'm actually seeing notes. It says the tech tried to call you. His name was Cole. He said he tried to call about time frame, hung up on me, no chance to leave voicemail.
Oh my God. What number did he call?
The number that was on file is 917-979-4000.
Yeah, I kept telling the people that's the wrong phone number, and there's a memo in there that some other representative had put a memo in there that the real number is 914-979-4000. They put a couple of notes in there because this has been going on since May. And I think the home warranty put in the wrong phone number, 917. And I called plenty of times to tell him, hey, you got the wrong phone number. This is why he couldn't get in contact with me to make the first appointment. And then another representative had put in the notes that, okay, the primary phone number is 914-979-4000. I don't know why they keep calling the 917 number if they already updated the memo to 914.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the. I see back in. Yeah, we have to go deep in the notes to see that number. Just a second.
Is it the same guy that's been coming here before?
Let me review. Just a second. No, it appears it was a different name. This time it's Cole. Yeah, Cole had tried to get in touch with you.
Yeah, he dialed the wrong number. Because I'm calling you from the 914 number right now.
Just a second. Just a second. Just a second, sir.
Yeah, I got a question too.
Sure.
If the number that he's been calling was 917, I've been receiving the text confirmation for the appointment. So how does that work? Because I've been getting the text messages from you guys confirming appointments and whatnot, but yet the technician's been calling the wrong number.
Yeah, that is odd.
Because I got a text message on Monday stating that the appointment was on the 29th between 9 and 1. So I don't get it.
Yeah, that sounds like a technical issue as well. Just a second. I was trying to review this with my manager just to make sure. Just one second, sir.
Okay.
Hey, I'm still with you, okay?
All right.
Now, I'm going to escalate this to home office for you, and I will collect your correct telephone number for the customer. Or, I'm sorry, I'll collect the correct number for the technician. Make sure he call you back. Just to verify, what's that number?
914.
Hold on. 914.
979. 4,000. 4,000. Now, would a technician still be coming through today, or am I going to have to stay and reschedule another appointment?
Yeah, I have to escalate this to ask that he give you a call back. The technician might turn around. It appears he was headed to the last stop, but he might turn around for you now that I'm escalating. Just a moment. Just a second, just checking on you. All right, and I just sent that request, asking that the tech give you a call back and come back as well. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that was it.
Okay. And thanks for calling Circus Services, too, and have a great day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.